A January thaw or the coldest week of the year. Anything can happen in the third week of January and usually does. Details are next from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Back to programming in a minute, but first, listen to this. Seems the New York Mint is releasing to the public classic U.S. gold coins. There's a number you can call for free historical information and a free DVD. But first, it says that during the Great Depression, people were clamoring for gold coins because no one wanted to face economic turbulence without the security of gold. The government finally took them out of circulation, and a government meltdown was ordered. That's why most of us have never even seen a classic U.S. gold coin. But recently, a stash was discovered in Europe, gleaming U.S. gold coins minted between 1866 and 1933, all uncirculated. It says the New York Mint is releasing them to the public on a first-come, first-served basis when you call, here it is, 1-800-915-1947. Wouldn't that be amazing to hold U.S. history? Okay, if you want that free historical information and the free collector's DVD, the number to call is 1-800-915-1947. 1-800-915-1947.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, January 20th, the 20th day of 2011. Apollo 11 astronaut Buzz Aldrin has a birthday. Elvis Presley received his draft notice in 1958, and a patent was issued for the roller coaster on this day in 1885. And speaking of ups and downs, this day in history has produced some doozies. In 1943, it was 16 below zero in Deadwood, South Dakota, but just a half a mile away, it was a balmy 52. And the all-time record cold temperature for the continental U.S. was set on January 20th, 1954, at Rogers Pass, Montana. The mercury plunged to 70 below zero. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about weather extremes at almanac.com.